Saga Egmont presents In It for the Long Haul by Kendra Smith. Read by Sophie Roberts. 2026. To my precious family, with all my love. 1. Katie's eyes roamed round the pantry as her mind processed its own inventory. Rice? Yes. Adulterer? That's a bit harsh, Your Honour. Filter coffee? Half a packet. Unfaithful? You could call it that. French stick? Might have that for supper. Marriage vows? Need to review. Feeling sick about what you did? Definitely. Great sexual thrill? You bet. Sweetie? Katie jumped. Her husband Tom was standing by the pantry door, peering at her. You're home, early? She secured eye contact. We need to talk. He stared right through her. Not a need to talk moment, surely. Did he suspect? She didn't actually do very much. She forced a cheery smile, but it soon slipped right off her face. What's wrong, Tom? Been repositioned. He looked about 5 years old. He was adorable. Like I said might happen. Repositioned? The voice didn't sound like hers. Where? Australia, he said, as if in a dream. Sydney. She stared at him, felt shivery, then walked past him and went upstairs and threw up in their brand new Villeroy & Boch toilet. She'd never liked heat or spiders. Why Australia? She asked quietly, downstairs again, staring into his intense grey eyes. She was sitting white-faced in their farmhouse kitchen, clutching her paper napkin and looking round at their beautifully painted duck-egg blue walls, the black and white photos, the blown glass ornaments on the shelf from Italy, shining with a multicoloured halo from the spotlight below, noticing the dust, then the toys on the floor, the mundane things, while the rest of her head was in a spin. Like when my father died, she thought. All I could do was keep loading the dishwasher and watch baked beans slide off the plates, as if I could keep the stabbing pain away by worrying about how to clean the filter. Tom paced up and down the wooden floors, his suede brogues making loud clipping noises. Do you mean the E word? Her world was crashing around her. Emigrate, Katie whispered, the napkin now pink paper shreds. This is our home. We've just... Her voice trailed off, her hand gesturing to the granite work surfaces, the wooden floor, the gleaming glass extension that had robbed the garden of at least 6 meters. In fact, who cared what they'd had done? She wasn't really terrified about leaving granite work surfaces. What she was terrified about was leaving her house, her home, England, Britain. Katie. Tom said her name in a very slow, deliberate way. Martin has just offered me a job as head of New Asian Markets for Trent Financial. He says it's exactly up my street, says my CV is perfect. He told me, Katie, that at 47, I don't have many options. He closed his eyes, leant his head back, clutched the grey granite work surface. Suddenly his eyes snapped open again. He stared at her. It's a great salary, and they'll pay all our moving costs. It's not emigration, it's... He hesitated. For a few years, a contract. An opportunity, that's what it is. He smiled shakily at her. He's trying to be his usual self, the alpha male, mused Katie. An opportunity for him, maybe, but it might as well have been a job offer to Pluto. She felt like she couldn't breathe. But shouldn't we? What? Wait for me to get another job? The country's in a mess, especially jobs in my area. He folded his arms. Bankers are getting fired everywhere, Katie, don't you see? He sighed. We are mortgaged up to the neck. Especially with the bloody extra borrowing on the extension, the interest rates. She scraped her chair back guiltily.